This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The news of Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan has sparked threats from Beijing and concerns among Biden administration officials that the dispute could spiral out of control. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said China would take, quote, forceful measures, end quote, if the visit occurs, and communicated privately to the United States that a military response was possible. A wildfire burning out of control near California's Yosemite National Park in the middle of the state has forced thousands of residents to flee. Jeff LaRusso with the Riverside County Fire Department Sunday night.
I want to give you guys the latest on where we're at with the fire. The current acreage is 15,603 acres. We have 0% containment, and we're still actively working on getting more and more.
The Pope is in Edmonton, Canada, all week long. We are USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Type 2 diabetes has hit one segment of our community pretty hard, and the Biden administration is doing something about it.
The administration has come out in support of the South Asian Heart Health Awareness Research Act of 2022 and looks forward to working with the Senate on this critical bill. South Asian Americans carry a disproportionate risk of cardiovascular disease and related disorders like type 2 diabetes. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The Philadelphia Phillies Baseball Club will welcome Pete Rose back to Citizens Bank Park for the first time since he received a lifetime ban in 1989 for gambling. Rose is scheduled to attend a celebration of the 1980 World Series champions that'll be taking place on August 7th. Angry Kid Rock fans trashed a North Dakota State Fair concert venue by chucking beer cans and storming the stage. One man was arrested. The show was canceled because of bad weather. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you thoroughly read the Constitution of the United States, there is absolutely nothing in the writ that describes what Congress has done in creating a first-time-ever January 6th commission. They're not lawyers. There is no cross-examination. Yet these people are taking away people's freedoms, like Steve Bannon, who left the White House years before January 6th and is probably going to jail because of January 6th commissioners' hate for Trump. So says Republican Representative Ralph Norman from South Carolina. On Newsmax.
Well, it's no surprise on this. I mean, look at the history with Steve Bannon. He has testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee. He testified for the House Intelligence Committee. He testified in front of the Mueller Committee, and he just didn't comply with the January 6th because he knows it's a dog and pony show. This is all an attempt to smear President Trump. And so to attempt to make sure he doesn't run for president because they're scared to death that he could win. So it doesn't surprise me. I thought they would. He did offer late in the game as it was to testify, but they wouldn't take that. And so it doesn't surprise me. They're misdemeanor charges.
More immigrants die trying to get to the United States under Biden's open border policy. At least 17 people have died after a boat capsized shortly after midnight on Sunday in the Bahamas. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good morning, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Well, Steve Bannon has been convicted in a kind of a kangaroo court of its own, very similar to the January 6th committee hearings. I mean, all we're missing is the captain himself in this kangaroo play that is taking place before our eyes. It's so absurd what they've done to him. And, of course, they present this as if he had a fair chance to present his case. His hands were tied behind his back. They had him, his legs in irons even before he got to court. And so how can you defend yourself, you know, when the rules are stacked up against you? John Fleetwood from American Faith joins us now. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. How's it going? Happy to be here, sir.
Hey, this Bannon deal, if we can talk about it for just a moment, you know, how dare he defy the January 6th panel subpoena? And, you know, and that seems to be the rub. I mean, when you hear what the U.S. attorney said, the assistant AG, Attorney General Molly Gaston, in her closing argument, said the defendant chose allegiance to Donald Trump over compliance with the law. Now, that the framing of her argument and that statement is so critical. That says everything that you need to know. I mean, that's as if all the January 6th patriots, the I think there's still over 500 that are in jail, a portion of them in solitary confinement, some with ankle bracelets, still waiting for the adjudication of their sentence. That's kind of the argument in one sentence that everybody is being painted with, that if you either support Donald Trump, and if you do, heaven help you, or you support this woke government that has now taken over power.
That's right. I mean, you said it perfectly, Bill. That's what this comes down to, is we hate Trump, orange man bad. And why do they hate him so much? They hate him so much because he is a nationalist. He loves this country. He loves the people of this country. He wants to protect the people of this country. He wants to serve the people of this country. And he's not being paid off. He's got his own wealth.
Mm-hmm.
He's not being paid
right.
off by any of these.
He's not beholden.
Or by any
right.
of these companies. He's not part of this World Economic Forum that's promoting this Great Reset agenda. When Trump went to go speak at the World Economic Forum, he called them out. He called them prophets of doom. That's exactly what's going on right now, is World Economic Forum and all these globalists, all they do is they go around proclaiming all of these big problems, and they have to play it up, drum up this false narrative to make these big problems that they then have the solution for it, this Hegelian dialectic,
right.
this problem reaction solution. Those are, and that's they have to paint nationalism as a big problem. Mm-hmm. Why? And they have to paint Trump as a bad guy because he's a nationalist. Why? Because nationalism stands in the way of globalism. You can't have all of these countries trying to make themselves great again if you want to set up, if you want to be in control of all of the countries. Mm-hmm. If you're a globalist and you want power over all the countries, you need them all weak. So you can't have these strong nationalist leaders like, when Abe in Japan, when Japan, he was shot, he was a nationalist. He loved his country and they took him out. And that's what we're seeing right now. So that's what's going on with this GN6 trial. It's a show trial. And, that's, at least that's my take on it so far, Bill.
Well, I think you're exactly right, because they are scared, because who else in this country could rally? I mean, I'm not talking tens of thousands. I'm talking millions of people. Millions of people. Who else? I mean, I remember attending a Republican Party event, and the conversation was, and it was here in Florida. And so people were already talking about, well, DeSantis is the guy, DeSantis. And I go, I don't think so. I mean, yeah, I think he's doing a great job as governor. But I said, if not Trump, then who? There isn't anybody. Go ahead.
DeSantis is fantastic. But why don't we have Trump for another term? And then we have DeSantis for two terms after that, or even even later on. Like, look, what? Trump, there is no one on either side, the Democrat side or the Republican side, who can draw the kind of crowds where people will wait out in the cold, they'll wait out in the heat, they'll wait for hours and hours, even days, to see Donald Trump. Look, if you're a conservative, if you're on the right, listen, think of it like a strategic move. You want to vote for Donald Trump because he has the biggest base. We're going to get a conservative guy in who's a nationalist, who did a great job. Look at what he did with gas prices. Look at gas prices now. Look how he pulled us. There were no new wars under Donald Trump. No new wars.
Right.
Our border was better. We got to get him in. And look, I'm not even someone who's a 100% apologist for Donald Trump. I don't like the vaccines. I know they're going to be pushing this monkeypox vaccine next, we've talked about that. There are big problems with that. So I don't like that about Trump. So I'm not going to defend every move from Trump. But just think about it, conservatives. Stop trying to split the vote. The same argument that these diehard Republicans had against the libertarians like Ron Paul when he ran, they said, no, you're going to split the vote. You got to vote for, you know, the guy that everybody's behind and has the biggest base. Well, now that same argument can be made against these conservatives, people who say they're conservatives, at least, who say they're not going to vote for Donald Trump. It's like, are you kidding me? You're going to split the vote. We've got to get this guy in there, and then maybe DeSantis.
Well, we're going to go through the nomination process, no doubt about it, and even Trump's former loyal followers like Mick Mulvaney will find out. I mean, they're a little, burnt out on all the pressure of the Beltway and all the attacks and everything. I kind of get that. But I believe that reason will ultimately reign. I mean, it's inarguable. When you see the force of Donald Trump, like you said, I'm with you. I don't defend Donald Trump, 100%. And I'm not a Kool-Aid drinking kind of guy. I'm able to reason and take a look at the pluses and minuses, and they are there. I mean, after all, Donald Trump is a human being like the rest of us, but he seems to be the one that, if it's God's hand that's upon him. And I know some people want to take it into the spiritual realm, and I believe that it was God's hand upon him when he was first elected. And if God decides that Donald Trump should come back post the damage that was done by Joe Biden, then God's will be done. But we'll have to see how this plays out. But I'm like you. I think that people will see, just like they did the first time when Donald Trump first ran. They said, who's this guy? And, he grabs women and he does all this other stuff, and it's going, well, wait a minute. I didn't realize we were voting for a saint. Because, you know, if you consider Barack Obama, you can go down the rest of the presidents. And none of these guys were saints, all right? But we need somebody who can run the country and bring us back to our constitutional roots. And I don't believe there's been any modern president who has done that since Ronald Reagan, in my humble opinion. We've got to go to break. We've got more from John Fleetwood after this. Stay with us. We're just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, talking with managing editor for American Faith, John Fleetwood. We were talking off air about, this kind of parallel course of what we're seeing, at least what I'm seeing here in America right now, is that we have, yes, the political aspect, the real world ramifications that are taking place, and America with, I should say, Biden's America that's happening right now. High gas prices, at every turn. I mean, the human abuses that are taking place with open borders, sex trafficking, drug deaths. This is Biden's America. This is a mess. And meanwhile, on the other parallel, and John and I talk about this because he's a political wonk like I am to a degree, because I look at and the manifestations of what's happening in the culture as he does. But behind it is always the spiritual dimension. And that's what we need to be aware of, that there is a spiritual trajectory that is happening right now that people are overlooking. Because and I can understand why you can get a little bit deviated and disfocused when you go to, fill up your gas tank in your car, and you're now spending over $100 to fill up your gas tank. Price of food has gone up. You hear about all this pernicious stuff that's happening, the abuse of power from a ruling government. I mean, here they are, going after Steve Bannon in a manner in which they, we had an attorney general that was convicted of contempt, and nothing happened to Eric Holder. Did nothing happen to him because he was black? Is that what happened? I mean, we have to accommodate, a justice system that accommodates, the chosen and unchosen. What happened to blind justice? I mean, this is a total mess here, John. This is where we are right now. And I believe that as the spiritual signs have been demonstrated time and again, is that I believe that America is entering into an era of judgment. And there's certain things that will happen that cannot be avoided, that God has determined. He has measured the country. It has failed. It has not responded. It has been warned time and time again and continues to move forward to such a degree. I mean, let's just take the abortion issue. I mean, listen to how women talk on the streets. I'm glad I killed my baby. I'm glad, we love murdering our children. Really, this is how insane this has gotten. And you may say, well, that's them. It's a small man. Wait a minute. These are the people that are threatening Supreme Court justices that a political force behind them is supporting this insanity. And you've got supposedly, which is interesting. I mean, we've gone full circle here. I remember people when they were real nervous about our first Catholic president, John Kennedy. And here we've got a Catholic president. And, and I say kiddingly, in some sense, I really mean it. For the sake of his Catholicism and those of us who, consider ourselves to be Catholics, is they refer to Joe Biden as a practicing Catholic. And my response is, I think he needs more practice. we all do. But in this case, he's at a higher level of responsibility. He's president of the United States. Supposedly a man of faith that supports abortion. Are you kidding me? I mean, to the point that, they don't even want to, you got priests that don't want to serve him communion. Mm. And then you got a pope that's conflicted over it and some bishops as well. I mean, it's a total mess. So we have become, we have bent our knee to the idols of this world to such a degree that God, when you look back historically and you see other nations that have done the same, I mean, you can only avoid judgment so long. And I believe that what we're coming into, John, is inescapable, is God has determined to judge America. And there's different forms of judging. I mean, we talked to Phil Hotzenpiller, and Phil says that, one manifestation of God's judgment is just that he removes his hand of protection, from the country. And here we are. God no longer is going out with our armies. Look what happened in Afghanistan. Look at the vulnerability of what's happening in Ukraine. On and on, you can see the manifestation of God's judgment that very soon, I believe, will be absolutely undeniable. What do you say? We got about 4 minutes left, and I'm sorry I almost took over this whole segment, but I want your input on that.
It's beautiful. I'm gripped here listening to you, Bill, as always. just for the spiritual aspect, you know, I was talking to a friend over the weekend who, when you put together the case like that, Bill, like you did so eloquently, you're describing the issues, the challenges that America's facing right now. It can make people feel a little depressed. And I was talking to a Christian friend of mine who said that he's lost. Okay, well then I'm not even going to do anything. And if the Bible says XYZ is going to happen, say in the book of Revelation, then I don't have to worry about it. And that I think is it's not the right attitude to have, because, I mean, first of all, if the political scene looks as difficult as it is and you're saying, well, I'm not even going to participate in that anymore. Why? Well, because God's going to do XYZ in Revelation. You don't apply that to any other area of your life. You don't apply that to your job, right? You don't say, well, God's going to give me money or he's not going to give me money, so I'm just not going to do anything today. Of course you don't do that. You understand that you've got to get up and do the work in order to get the money in reciprocation for the job that you did, right? We have to do the same thing politically. We have to get up. God's going to do what he's going to do. Nobody knows the day or the hour when Christ is going to return. So what do we have to do in the meantime? We have to pick up our cross and follow him. That's why the Bible's a book of ethics. It's things that you're supposed to do. These are the things you're supposed to not do. These are the things you're supposed to say. These are the things you're not supposed to not say. Even think, right? If you pick up a woman lustfully, you've already committed adultery, like Jesus said. So we've even got to get our thoughts in alignment here. How wonderful has your life been? Don't you want to give that to the next generation? We kind of take it for granted how nice we've had it, and older generations have had it in America, and things are declining so badly now. Don't you want the next generation? Don't you want your kids? Don't you want your sons and your daughters to have the same thing you had, or maybe your parents had? If we just look at this lackadaisically and we don't do anything about it, then the next generation is completely lost. And the cool thing is, Bill, if there's an upside to this, it's that the younger generations are actually becoming more conservative. And this is like mainstream. This is like from Forbes and Fortune, and all the Gallup polling is proving this out. The younger generations are actually becoming more conservative when it has to do with finances. They're seeing their parents, you know, take out loans for college, and it's really hard for them to earn that back. So younger generations are seeing that. So they're becoming fiscally more conservative. And even over sexual issues and gender and all that, they're becoming more conservative there, with drugs as well and drinking. They're drinking less. Mm-hmm. So their younger generations are actually becoming more conservative, to where there might be an open door for the gospel, because as you and I know, Bill, the conservative principles are all based in scripture. So if there's an upshot here and a motivation to get involved politically, let's do it for the next generation so we can bring this country back.
Well, we have to be careful. You know, my good friend Tennessee Bob, a neighbor of yours, he wrote, he goes, what you're saying is so true. He says, I'll wait on God. It's an anesthetic, you know, for inaction. But the fact of the matter is when you look at what happened when the prophets were warning the children of Israel the judgment was coming, there was still a call to action, a specific call to action that aligned them with godly purposes. And some decided that they were going to do it on their own. They're going to escape to Egypt. And God said, don't go to Egypt. I mean, if you go to Egypt, the sword's going to follow you. Plague's going to follow you. You're going to get judged. And you need to, you know, drop your defiance, accept your judgment, and do what I tell you to do. Okay, this is the word of warning that goes along with this, okay? We need to, as you said very rightfully, John, is that we need to come into alignment with what God's doing right now, because ultimately it will be for our good and the generations to come forward. And throughout all this, Almighty God will be glorified, and that's what it's all about for me and you. That's what our hope is. John Fleetwood, Managing Editor for American Faith. Thank you, John.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day,
day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All full-time police officers, including the chief, have quit in Kinley, North Carolina, about a 50-minute drive southeast of Raleigh. Cops say the new town manager has created a hostile work environment. Let's get an update from the Oak Fire in Central California as of late last night.
I want to give you guys the latest on where we're at with the fire. The current acreage is 15,603 acres. We have 0% containment, and we're still actively working on getting more and more.
The news of Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan has sparked threats from Beijing and concerns among Biden administration officials that the dispute could spiral out of control. The Chinese foreign ministry said China would take, quote, forceful measures, end quote, if the visit occurs, and communicated privately to the United States that a military response was possible. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com, that's where you want to go. We're going to be talking about the American workforce. It has come to a crossroads, I think you can see for yourself. And according to a University of Phoenix 2022 Career Optimism Index study, 68% of employees were more likely to stay with their employer if they had more opportunities for upskilling, while 92% of employers believe their employees already have the tools to achieve their career goals. So how can employers and employees navigate this? Good question. Well, this new study from University of Phoenix in partnership with Executive Networks offers insight to this record-breaking turnover rates and how to ensure an equitable workplace experience. And here to break it down for us is the Executive Vice President of Executive Networks, Gene Meister. Gene, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Well, I'm excited to hear you share these key findings from the CHRO of the Future Research Study. This is quite telling.
It is. So in June, in partnership with the University of Phoenix, Executive Networks conducted an online survey, and we had 112 chief human resource officers complete this. And these are the top HR leaders from the largest companies in the world, the Global 1000. So the study confirmed that an overwhelming majority of these HR leaders, actually 83%, report they're dealing with a significant talent retention problem. They're also reporting upskilling all employees, including the HR team, is a business imperative. Employees need to develop greater digital technology skills, and HR needs to develop better business skills. University of Phoenix Career Optimism Index, conducted earlier this year, found something also very interesting, that workers think employers aren't doing enough to help them upskill. This is a serious disconnect because employers are increasing their spending and training and development to the tune of $92 billion last year.
Wow. Now, how much did COVID get in the way of this? I got to imagine, like everything, whether it's education, anytime you have a disruption in the natural course of events and practice and being about your business, you're going to lose a little bit of your edge. Did that have any effect on this, Gene?
Definitely. COVID accelerated all the future of work trends, if you will. And one of those was companies investing in training and development. They realized they had to increase this investment in order to attract and retain talent. And so we think that higher education and employers need to work more closely together to ensure this workforce of the future that serves both the employee and the employer needs. University of Phoenix, for example, works with more than 1,500 employers. So one of the questions we asked, Bill, in the study, we asked these CHROs, what are the criteria they're looking for when they work with a partner like a university to invest in the development of their workforce? So first of all, a competitive price is obviously important. That's not a surprise. Everyone wants good value. But HR leaders want tangible results. And one of the big things they asked for is institutions of higher education evaluating corporate training programs for possible college credit. We know how expensive it is to go to college today, and companies are already spending a lot of money on corporate training programs. And this is really a win-win. How can some of their programs be possibly eligible for college credit for their workers? And they also want institutions of higher education to offer digital badges as evidence of skills. So this means that when you complete a training program, you can have a badge of completion and post it on your LinkedIn. And after all, everyone is trying to build their personal brand.
Exactly. I think that's a great idea. I know that in the radio business, we have such a thing. We have certifications that you can attain in marketing. And that's extremely valuable on many levels, not only as, for the employees in terms of, finding another job, letting other professionals know at what level they're operating on. But it really elevates them as an asset, not only to the company, but any future company for that matter.
Exactly. And this is becoming really important to employees as they navigate their own careers and the future of their careers.
Well, right now, with many job openings available, it really is a marketplace for the employee. And employees are looking, for better opportunities. And you can't blame them when you have companies willing to pay more money, offer more assets and education and that sort of thing. This is really a key issue for employees that are on the rise in terms of their employment experience, right?
Exactly. And the balance of power has really tipped in favor of the employee. So here's what employers can do. If you're investing in training and development, offering digital badges, working with universities to evaluate your programs for possible college credit, communicate this clearly across all your channels so that your employees know. And if you're an employee, this is your time to start a conversation with your manager and your HR team and consider what it is you want to accomplish. And if what your employer has to meet your goals. Some employers also have mentors and online coaching. So this is another opportunity for you as an employee. And then finally, some companies have what's known as employee resource groups, or ERGs. And these are groups that pull employees together that share a common interest. And there might be one on different ways you can grow and develop in your job.
What other key takeaways did you have from this study?
Yeah, so one of the key takeaways is that employees want greater visibility into growing into new jobs and roles in their company. And what we're seeing is that some of the forward-looking companies are creating what's called an internal talent marketplace. It's actually like a LinkedIn inside the four walls of the company, where you as an employee can build a profile and make your current skills visible to everyone else in the organization and you know, connect up with a mentor in these platforms. I think that the key here is visibility. Employees want to show the skills they have and the ones that they want to grow. And that's also good for the employer, because actually a lot of the employers are saying to themselves, why is it that LinkedIn knows more about my employees than I do?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it's still in a lot of ways, Gene, it hasn't really changed much as far as I see that employees want a career path. They want that vision. They want to know. And if the company is alongside and understands and can help them see the vision and bring it together, wow, that's a marriage made in heaven, and that's a long-term relationship, which is a key advantage to businesses to hold on to their talent pool, right?
Absolutely. And if your company has a way to, you know, to profile the skills you have and the skills you want to develop, you don't have to change a job. Providing this visibility allows you to move and grow your career and develop a path inside your own company. So it's really advantageous for employers, because it costs money to attract a new employee when someone leaves.
About 30 seconds left here, Gene. Two quick questions. What steps can employees take to ensure their long-term success, and where can our listeners go for more information?
Absolutely. Number one, start a conversation with your manager to understand what's available to you. Key for you as an employee, find a coach, join a network, and importantly, if you want more information, please visit us at phoenix.edu/career-institute.
Gene Meister, Executive Vice President with Executive Networks. Gene, thank you so much for the information. Appreciate it. Great job.
Thank you so much for having me.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Yeah, that's it. More and more people are. And first of all, repentance starts with repentance, right? And though there's been some argument, and I heard somebody say this past weekend that, that 2 Chronicles 7:14 was for a specific time, that, you know, you have to take it in context. And what happened at that time in the historical timeline with Israel was that the children of Israel were about ready to be judged. And this was a warning saying, look, it, when you go into judgment, understand that here's the solution. The solution is God. All right. You've turned your back on God, but you must understand that when you are judged, you have the option. And that is for the people who are called by my name, if you will humble yourselves and pray, confess your sins, then God will hear from heaven. He will forgive your sins. There's no other God that can forgive your sins. Only God Almighty can forgive your sins. And he will heal your land. And that is the ongoing prescription. And I think for a while, because there was certain controversy over that part of Scripture and saying that's not relevant for today. But I think most would agree that what it speaks of is the character of God, not necessarily appropriate to today. But I think that it speaks to the character. It also speaks of a people that are understanding that judgment is just around the corner. Adam Holtz is with us right now. He is the director of PluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I like to cough to make my presence known. So,
well, I'm glad you did, because it's your way. I mean, some people trumpet they trumpet their entrance into a room. You do it with a cough, and that's okay. Either way, it works.
You know, the funny thing is, this is a funny true story about church. You know, we often have a silent confession time, and the joke on the pastoral staff is, you know, when the first person coughs that we've reached the uncomfortability threshold. And it's time to, because people can't sit quietly together with their eyes closed.
No.
Makes people nervous. So somebody always coughs. So the next time you have a silent prayer moment, you just wait. You count to about 30 and somebody will cough.
Well, and of course, then what happens is somebody coughs and immediate judgment falls on the house.
Well, that's the other thing that happens if we're, especially if we're dealing with an Old Testament passage, right?
Right, right. But the other deal, yeah, exactly. So, but the thing is that it, in today's COVID environment, you know, somebody coughs and it's like the first thing is everybody's running for the hills and, you know, grabbing their zinc tablets or whatever, you know, and,
right.
You know, it's just, it's kind of amazing how that, well, yeah, how that works.
That's the other thing is, you know, you used to be able to cough without, you know, 14 people giving you the stink eye, but now you cough in public and it's like you've violated some crazy taboo, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. What else should we talk about this morning, Bill?
Well, what I was mentioning earlier, as and I don't know if you caught the whole drift of it, and that was 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Yeah.
Some said, you know, that's outdated, and I even mentioned at one point, I'm going, what happened? We used to hear about that all the time, and I think that some pastors decided, well, you know, the relevance was then; it has no relativity for today, but. I believe it does in as much as that, you know, I think to be honest with ourselves is that we're seeing that America is being judged.
Yeah.
And we've gotten warnings. We've not responded to this. I'm going to be talking with Jonathan Kahn later on today. I've been looking forward to this deal. He's got I will give you kind of a little bit of a heads up. He's releasing a new book that's called Return of the Gods. And I don't want to violate the embargo. I will tell you this new book. It will really open your eyes to appreciate that America is being judged and how these gods are being manifested. It's the same gods that were manifest in ancient times that are running amok, and we're seeing them, and we're accommodating them. We're thinking, oh, you know, oh, isn't that kind of cute, or oh, that's a bit annoying, or whatever. But we don't realize that this is all demonstrative of the paganization of America.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way.
Yep. Hey, you know, two thoughts on the passage from Chronicles that you mentioned. You know, I think whenever we're talking about Scripture, it behooves us as even amateur scholars, right? I'm not a professional theologian, but I've done a lot of Bible study over the years, and it's important for us.
Let me say this as a theologian, and we're all theologians.
Well,
is
yeah.
that look at if God can use a donkey to reveal Himself, I wouldn't underestimate, you know, how God would use any of us. Whether you want to put yourself as a position of
sure.
professional or whatever,
right.
is that revelation is deposited into the hearts of men who are ready to receive the revelatory word of God.
Right.
I have witnessed a lot of so-called what you might identify as professional theologians by title only, but not by the hand of God. And
sure.
so I'm very sensitive to be on, you know, on guard and most aware for the revelatory word of God that I've seen, and I know you have too, have
yeah.
come from people that you think, whoa, I mean, this person, you know, what do they know about? But yet they say that rightly spoken word that you know came from the throne room of God.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And all I was going to say is I think that we have a responsibility to handle the word of God carefully and to
yes.
try to understand the original context and what it meant in that context. But I think that we can also say, okay, as we understand that, what is the ongoing application for us? And
mm-hmm.
certainly there are going to be things in Leviticus that there's not an ongoing application for us because of the context and who those rules were given to. But the principle that you have identified of, you know, admitting our sin, asking God to be involved in healing our land, like there's nothing that contextually says that principle or that promise doesn't continue to extend to today. And we know from the New Testament that the Word of God is living and active. It's a two-edged sword. It divides between marrow and bone, and
mm-hmm.
And it accomplishes its purposes. And I think that we have to keep that in mind, too. And, you know, my mom said something years and years ago, and I don't usually quote my mom in interviews, but occasionally it happens.
Mm-hmm.
She said, individuals are judged before the throne of God, right? That there
yeah.
is an eternal judgment for each one of us individually. But she said nations are not judged eternally. Nations can only be judged in time. There can only be a temporal judgment because the nation itself doesn't stand before God. And I thought that was a really interesting observation. You know, you read throughout Scripture about the rise and fall of nations, and I think it's tempting for us to think that America is somehow different. And it is different in that it was founded on godly principles and on a deep, deep Judeo-Christian foundation. But if we think that God is not going to judge us when we have drifted so far from that foundation, we're kidding ourselves, don't you think?
Well, no, without, I would agree wholeheartedly. And I believe that's where we are right now. When you look at the manifestation of evil and the paganism in America and our culture, this is bizarre. You know, we're, you know, it's like, wait a minute, this is, again, what you have to look at is the pattern of Israel, which was hand-selected by God himself, okay? And right. You got America, its next closest thing, that wasn't necessarily hand-selected by God. It was the people that that selected God, the people that called out to God, okay? And so, but yet the pattern of America, when you overlay it with the pattern of Israel, it's uncanny.
It is.
How consistent there are certain manifestations and certain principles, how they've come into play. Now, Israel, when it went into judgment, you know, thought, well, okay, well, we don't want to go into judgment. You know, we don't want to pain. You know, God's judging us, so we're going to Egypt. God says, doesn't matter. You go to Egypt, you're going to die. You know, you can't be defiant. You're getting judged. You're getting a spanking. You're going to the woodshed, so to speak. And the woodshed is Babylon. That's where you got to go. All right. And because that, you know, because he's a just God and we're going to be judged. And America, it's the same. You overlay it and you say, okay, does America, let me ask you, does America deserve to be judged?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think so. I mean, Obviously we're at a place where any way you want to define sin, it's rampant. I mean, I was driving across town yesterday, and I drove under a bridge, and there was a woman throwing a television into the column supporting the bridge in the middle of a busy street.
Wow.
And I just thought, what in the world? Mm. What's going on? And that's a random example, but I just, even just driving around the city that I live in, you can see decay. And
Look what's happening in our classrooms. I mean, children are being prescribed puberty blockers without parents' knowledge.
No, it's insane.
I mean, you've got chemical castration pills that are being given to our kids without parents' knowledge and without really advised consent by these young kids who don't know better.
Right. Right. They can't take Tylenol out of school in their pockets without getting suspended, you know?
Yeah, but and that's interesting because meanwhile they will send mail order abortion pills to women and they will tell them that it's like taking Tylenol.
Right, it's not.
This is how insane this has become, Adam Holtz.
Yep, you're right. You're right.
He's the director of PluggedIn.com. Check it out. Be in the flow of the know, Adam. Thank you, my friend. Take care. God bless.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCR.